Do you describe the rooms in the new inn?
Well, the...
It was an L shape.
The big room...
And there was a fire there and a fire there.
Was like a L shape, as Brenda said. To the right, as you went through the door with the bar, and a fireplace on the wall, left-hand side. And there were like a little seat that two could sit on.
Yeah, and right room.
Like a little cubby hole type.
Yeah, it was like a chimney breast, and the bar went into the recess. It was right at the end of that room, and between the bar and the end of the chimney breast was a seat, yeah. Like a bus seat.
And to this side, it was one of favourite domino, because you were near fire, as well as everything else, and the domino players liked to sit there. All thought they were the professionals. Bill Pitt, who you've heard a lot about, Tommy Barlow, Harold Hardy, and anybody who could get to play with them.
Your dad, some
because
of them.
They didn't want to play with them because they're always falling. They were best friends, but they're always arguing about dominoes, and nobody wanted to play with them.
And they were who used to sit in that seat? Raya and. The other one.
Ryan Morgan, Mrs. Bush, what's her name across the road? Mrs. George,
yes.
All old ladies.
Used to sit in there
as well. Then straight ahead, as you come in, was another fireplace with a dartboard over the top.
Oh, and there were a little stage in the corner.
Then there was a stage in the corner. As soon as you went through the door, to the left-hand side, there was a stage with a piano on face.
Glenys used to play.
Glenys Wood used to play. And Sutton's premier pianist.
He used to come on a bike.
And he used to put his bike up outside, take his bike clips off and put them on the handlebars, come in, sit again the piano, lift the lid up, then turn his hearing aid off so he couldn't hear it. Because you were one of the worst players you've ever heard in your life.
So it was premier pianist, it was called.
After...
Bill Dowd.
After him, of course, we got modern, and I don't know whether the piano went or not, but we finished up with a jukebox on the...
Yeah, they did.
..on the stage.
All right.
When rock and roll and jukeboxes come out. If you carried straight on and didn't go into the big bar room, on the right-hand side was what was the best room, but it was always called the basket room.
Because it was basket furniture.
It was like basket garden furniture type. Wicker. Yeah. Used to be known as... To me, as I always remember, the basket room. And then about 10 yards further on the right-hand side, was a room that always was known as the railway carriage.
It had a sliding door.
Because it had a sliding door like on the old steam train.
But it didn't have windows outside, didn't it?
No, it just had one window in the end.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. There was a bit of a glass window on the sliding
door,
so they could see whether anybody were...
Somewhere.
Was in or not.
And they were like two seats down the sides, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, like a railway carriage.
Like a railway carriage,
just like a railway carriage. No table in. You hadn't got a table to put your drink on or anything. And mostly, there only one man sat in anyway,
was
Fred
it off
Charles.
Sales, do you think? Was it really off-sales?
Then
off-sales
were right across from it, and that was just a...
Could be
a little window where one side slid across, and you had to bend down a little bit to...
And them in the railway carriage used to even get the drinks there, didn't they?
Fred.
Mm.
All I ever remember Fred, didn't I? I could never remember anybody but Fred sat in.
No.
Nobody sat with him. And he didn't want nobody to sit. It was all right and he talked to you and everything, but he didn't care whether anybody sat with him. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.